guys. Welcome to the podcast. My name is Mike DiStefano. I'm here with Ben Holmes and Patrick Stuthers. How's it going today, boys?
It's going pretty good. How are you, Mike?
Not too bad.
I'm doing pretty well, Mike.
Great. So today, the Centennial Group kind of spent their day. We're down in Dunedin for Blue Jay spring training, and we spent our day down there at the Florida Auto Exchange Stadium, and we got to go and watch Team Canada versus the Toronto Blue Jays. It was just such a fantastic day.
Yeah.
And I think what was even more fantastic and probably the best thing that I was able to come out from today was the fact that so many Canadians flocked down to Florida to watch the Blue Jays spring training, and they were really, really amped for this game. What did you guys think of today?
Oh, it was a beautiful day. I mean, sun was shining. There was a nice breeze. You know, like you say, it was a lot of Canadians out there. Pretty much everyone that we talked to or ran into came from Ontario for the large majority of them. But, yeah, everyone seemed to have a good story of the way they came down and everything, you know, with their families, and it was great to see.
Yeah, it was super neat to see, like, families, a lot of kids, a lot of parents, also a lot of elderly couples. Maybe they're in Florida a bit longer than just to see the games, but when the Blue Jays come to town, they go out and watch, which is absolutely fantastic. And the game itself, a bit of a blowout, not too close, but it's so great because there's no real losers here if you're Canadian, right?
Yeah, I mean, it seemed like a lot of people were out there, and we were asking fans all day, just trying to find out what their story was, and we were just asking them, like, so who do you want to win the game, the Blue Jays or Canada? And they're like, oh, you know, it's tough to say. Just, we want to watch a great game. We just want to see a good game. And one of our friends, Tristan, kind of joked with the one person, was like, oh, yeah, like a 2020 game that just doesn't go into extras, and they call it after 9, and that'll be good, right? And she just kind of
everyone's a winner. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. but you know what? We had some great, great, fantastic stories. And that's what we kind of want to talk about today. I know, Ben, you were talking to a lady, and she had a great story. You want to share it?
Yeah, it was a great story. So it was an elderly couple who I assumed were together for a long period of time, but no, they were very recently together. He was a Centennial College former student. She was a teacher at Mohawk, and they came down. And she had the nice Ed Wing t-shirt on with the parrot sleeve and the number 10, which brought back some harsh memories, but that's okay. And just basically when I asked her, I said, you know, you're here for the game. Who do you want to win? And she really, like, struggled. She just, like, she was hoping to see all these players. They all played with, like, Tulo. Everyone, all those great players played. And I just thought it was great because, as I said before, there was no real losers. She was just there to see a good quality game between two teams. Like, who are you supposed to cheer for, your city or your country, right? So it's tough.
Yeah, it was funny. And Pat, you talked to the husband of this wife.
Yeah. They were just an adorable couple, right?
Like,
they were
just,
you know, straight from, I think they came from Brantford, they said?
Yeah. Brantford, yeah.
Yeah, but so they drove down as well. And, yeah, they were just so happy to be there. It was great. What I was not shocked by, but there was a family that had 4 little kids that we interviewed, like young kids below 5, and they all drove down as well. So I was wondering what that ride was like.
My gosh.
But the parents said that it actually went okay. They were the little troopers, and the one kid really liked Russell Martin, apparently, who unfortunately was left off Canada's roster.
Well, he was injured.
So he was injured.
Well,
that's
they
why.
Didn't want him to play.
Insurance reasons.
He didn't play today either for the Blue Jays, so that kind of sucks for that little boy. But you know what? It's funny. We saw so many families out there at the game today, and it's just like, you know that these families love baseball. It's become a generation-to-generation-to-generation love for the sport, and that's something that we really encapsulated today, and we kind of saw it, and it was just amazing. Like, there was the, I think it may have been the same, no, it was a different family where it was 3 different generations, like the grandparents, the parents, and then the kids all came down, and the grandparents are snowbirds, so they just come down and they stay here for the winter, and then the parents and the kids, they come down and they visit their grandparents, and as a family, they go and they watch a spring training game and they watch the Blue Jays. Well, today, this only happens 1 every 4 years, is the World Baseball Classic. So Team Canada was in town, and what better game to go watch if you want to watch the Blue Jays, have them play watch Team Canada. So it was just fantastic to see all these families really get together and go and watch these games together. It was a great experience, and you know that they were just having such a blast, and they were so happy to be there.
Absolutely, and I mean, Dalton Pompey was a player on Team Canada, also in the organization, right? So whenever he did anything good, there'd be cheers all around, and they got to see some talent like Freddie Freeman, who's a Atlanta Braves, but he's Canadian, and players of that of his ilk. So it's just great to see this such a showcase of talent out there.
And they were playing the radio broadcast out in the concourse throughout the game. I believe it was 590, where it was Mike Wilner and Kevin Barker was doing it. And they were interviewing Ryan Dempster. And Dempster, hey, he's been retired for a couple of years now, but he came out of retirement to play in the WBC, to play for Canada, to play for his country. And I was listening to a quote, and it was listening to him interview him, and he had this amazing quote that I thought, wow, that truly goes with what I believe was what this was all about today. And it was the love and the family aspect. And he was saying that, yeah, you know, I love these guys. I competed with them before. I love this game. I love this team. We're like a family. And I was like, it's so true, because we've all played sports. And, you know, you really do become a family through sport. Like, I remember my football teams, my hockey teams, my baseball teams. You really get close to one another and build a camaraderie. And for Ryan Dempster to say something like that, to come out of retirement and just come play some baseball with some old friends, it's amazing to watch. I really hope that they do well going forward.
Yeah, that was cool to see. One thing I was actually surprised by was that it wasn't a sold-out stadium.
Yeah.
You know, because you think Canada versus Canada's team, the amount of Canadians that come down to Florida at this time of year, it's beautiful weather, it actually was not sold out. There was a good amount of people, but it wasn't sold out. There's a lot of empty seats in there. That shocked me.
I was talking to a reporter. I saw that he was actually a reporter from MLB TV, and he was saying he was also shocked that it wasn't a sold-out a sold-out stadium. He was like, I know there's so many Canadians. He's saying you're driving on the highway and you see so many Ontario plates. Like almost
and
every
all the people we interviewed outside, it was like 90% Canadians.
Yeah,
but,
it was confusing. I guess it's a bigger stadium than I thought, maybe, and it looks, because there was definitely like a few thousand people there.
Oh, for sure.
But
yeah,
I think it was just there were some empty seats. That was kind of weird to see.
They were all kind of hunkered in the shade on that one side. Maybe that's what it was. They
maybe
were trying to get out of the
side.
Yeah, but,
so people were
was a hot day.
Yeah, that could have been it too. Yeah. But let's talk about the game a little bit. Like, this game only happens once every 4 years. It's pretty special that we were able to go. It wasn't the best game the Blue Jays have had so far this spring. I think a lot of people thought that the Blue Jays were going to come out and get the victory over Team Canada. Obviously, the Blue Jays being a major league team in Canada has...
Having to take Dempster out of retirement
to
play for
them. Yeah, exactly. Like that, right? But you know what?
It was kind of nice to see, though, to be honest. It was nice to see Canada, you know.
The Canadians came out.
They dominated.
They won 7-1 today against the Blue Jays.
The Jays only had two hits in the entire game.
Two hits. That's it.
It's surprising.
But you know what? It was
granted, it is spring training and all that, but
yeah. But I mean, it was kind of like an underdog story.
It was.
So
it was.
It was also really cool to see, and I know that there's a little bit of buzz about the Canadian team, who don't normally have a lot of buzz going into a World Baseball Classic, but they've got some real solid players. Freddie Freeman's out there. Another couple of guys, the Blue Jay, you mentioned Dalton Pompey. He's also on the team. He had
a
fantastic game today.
He
went 2-for-3 with a run. He had a walk as well, and a stolen base, I believe.
Right.
Like, he was flying out there, and it was funny because it was against his old team.
Of course.
Current team.
It must have motivated him, right?
He
had to show it off.
Yeah, it said, hey, Atkins, look what I can do to you. You better put me on that field, buddy.
Exactly.
And Gagne came out, and I was shocked he hit like 93 on the gun. I was like, where is this coming from?
So that is something that confused me, because there have been conflicting reports that he was dropping out of the World Baseball Classic because he couldn't get his fastball working. And then we see him out there, and he's pitching, and he did pretty darn good. The Blue Jays had two hits all game, and I don't think he allowed a single hit. Let me look it up. Eric Gagne he pitched one inning, he allowed one hit in his one inning that he got, but he looked pretty good.
He
went up against major leaguers. There was six major leaguers for the Blue Jays in the starting lineup that he
had.
So
it wasn't just a chump team. There was also, you know, there were some real hitters in there.
He did better than J.A. Happ. Yeah. Happ came out, started for the Jays, which was great, because initially you hear he's on Team USA, so maybe he won't pitch, but then he's a pitcher in the second round, the playoffs. It's a whole system. But he came out, you would have thought he would have been a bit sharper than he was, especially against the level of competition, Team Canada. that he was playing against, but he came out and surrendered some runs early, and the Jays were never able to recover after that.
You know what? You know what one of my favorite parts in the game was? There was a fly ball that went up, and Team Canada was defending, and they lost it in the clouds. So there's two guys running towards it, and he goes, "I can't see, I can't see," and they couldn't decide which one it was. And I forget who it was in the crowd, but you hear him go, "All those Canadians, they're too polite. Neither of them wanted to take the ball. They wanted the other guy to take the ball." So, sorry about that.
Sorry about that, buddy. Hey,
you got
it. It's okay. I'll buy you a donut later.
It's all yours. That was pretty good.
Oh, that's hilarious. Yeah. And Pompey also had a nice diving catch at one point.
Yeah, he robbed him in that one.
Yeah, that was great.
Pilar, for sure.
He really was. Wow. Like, man, yeah. Kevin Pilar, look out. He's looking. He's coming to get your spot. I mean,
imagine if we had Martin and Michael Saunders playing for us. We'd really have a team looking to compete, but unfortunately both out.
Yeah, that's kind of unfortunate. But Ben, you shared your favorite story about today. Ben, what was your favorite part about today?
My favorite part about today is just kind of how I'm going to take the game a bit out of context and just talk about spring training as a whole. I mean, you talked about the generations of families that you saw come down. You couldn't really afford to do that at the Rogers Center, I don't think. You know, like these tickets, like our tickets were like $20. But we were able to move all around the stadium if we wanted to. Like, it's very affordable. And it's just a much more relaxed feeling. Like, no one's really on the edge of their seats. They're just back, relaxed, soaking up the sun. Because this is my first spring training experience, and that's what I noticed more than anything. At the Rogers Center, there's drunken idiots yelling profanities and things like that. And here it's just people just sitting back, relaxing, and just having a great time. And regardless of the score, it was all just fun. So that's the biggest thing that I took away from today.
It was very welcoming. I agree with you. And I think you, Ben, pointed out to me that a lot of the people that were facilitating the seats were, you know, retired guys that had volunteered to work with the Jays, and it had their name tag and where they were from. And it was just such a friendly atmosphere. Like, these people were just doing it because they love baseball.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the same reason everyone goes down to spring training, because they love baseball.
Yeah, like, even the guy who's selling programs outside the front gates, like, he was from Canada. Like, it seemed like they took a lot of people with them to spring training to have them volunteer. And obviously they volunteered and they were willing to work there. And that's how much they love baseball. And I think that's just goes to show how much Canadians really do love baseball. The fact that they're willing to drive like we did
30 hours
down south on a bus, or even if they're flying
in a minivan, or flying minivan,
and just to come and watch and support the Toronto Blue Jays, and in today's case the Canadian national team, was just fantastic. I think that was my favorite part, just talking to all the fans outside the stadium and hearing their reactions and their stories. Like, we had this one baseball team come from Quebec. Do you remember them? We were kind of talking to them.
And those kids were raucous during the game. They were cheering like crazy. Well,
they were they were right behind us. Like, right when we got in there, they were right behind us. And it was fantastic. I'm pretty sure if I could pull it up who the team was.
They're from Sherbrooke.
They were from,
Quebec.
Yeah, Sherbrooke, Quebec. And it was, I believe, the Carabans. Is that what they were called?
Well, they were pretty rowdy, I can tell you that, Pat just said, and they had, and they were definitely rooting for Team Canada, I can tell you that. We're talking about how the fans were a little bit impartial, like they wanted whoever to win, but no, this baseball team really
they were
wanted
loving
Team
Canada
when they are not.
Oh, yeah.
Every time there was a Canada hit, you'd
still
hear them
sour about the Expos, maybe, I don't know.
That could be it.
You know what? That's probably it. They were probably a little sour about the Expos, but they were like, hey, let's go rock on our Canadian boys and beat the Blue Jays. But my bad, they were the Quebec Cannoneers.
Right,
is what
that's
they
what it
were.
Was.
The
yeah,
Cannoneers.
Yeah.
Do we know what a Cannoneer is? Do we know?
I don't, actually.
I don't either. I don't either.
I assume it's somebody who operates a cannon.
Potentially, yeah.
Let's go with it. Cannoneer. Let's go with it.
A cannon arm.
There you go, yeah.
So they're like, probably really strong power pitchers.
They,
on
they all got the crazy
team.
Arms, yeah.
Yeah, most definitely. But today was just such a great experience for all of us, and such a fantastic idea to come down and capture the experience of us and families and others who also share the love of baseball, share the love of the Blue Jays, and the love of Canada for today.
On that note, I even found a few Americans who were a fan of baseball in Canada. We had they were from Nashville, Tennessee.
Oh, yeah?
And we were asking them, you know, who are you here to see? Well, this is Canada versus Blue Jays. And they just said, oh, we just love baseball. We just, you know,
oh,
we're here
awesome.
And they had been to 4 games already. They were planning to go to 8 more games, but you know, they were happy to see Justin Morneau and, you know, all the big guys, Troy Tulowitzki. But yeah,
that's fantastic.
Again, it's, you know, you're bringing people from even different countries and to watch Canada, which is cool.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
But you know what? It was just a great experience, and I recommend to anybody listening, please take a week out of your time at some point in the month of March and go down to Dunedin. Check out the great stadium that is Florida Auto Exchange Center and just go watch a game. It is such an amazing atmosphere, and you will not regret it one bit. Thanks a lot, Pat, Ben. I'm Mike, and thanks for listening, folks.